There's a minig Ashkenaz, ben mincha l'mayriv, but should say oriyata kabbalah Shabbos before mayriv, to say bamed malikin, which is the second different mishnayis in the second perek of Shabbos, which deals with lighting of the candles among other things. Among the Hasidim, they say kigavna. I guess that's something from the Zohar, something related to Shabbos. So that's, and then among the Svardim, you always have different minhagim, but even among different Svardim, they have a minhag also. I spoke to different Svardim. Some say Bamed Malikin. It's a minhag based on the Zohar, not necessarily a minhag. Usually Hasidim and Svardim overlap on different issues, but here, so Nusuk Svard is to say Kegavdan. They take on like the Kabbalists. But the minhag Ashkenaz is to say Bamed Balikin. And normally we don't incorporate learning into our davening. Like, why are we saying Mishnayis in the middle of davening? So Kabbalah Shabbos in general, not everyone said Luchu Naranana. People just learned, so maybe it became a minhag. Now you just learn Mishnayis of Shabbos in between. However, others bring down different minhagim. Based on, we know there's an old minhag, well, we're talking about Magen Avos. That why was Magen Avos instituted? Because people who came late, they used to daven outside in the towns, and therefore it was dangerous in order to have people who came late catch up. So they, besides instituting Magen Avos, some claim they instituted Bamed Malikin. That was done also after Ma'ariv. I guess it could have been done any time, because then davening, I guess it would be the same amount of time, but I guess maybe they waited until after Ma'ariv to see if people needed more time, so they added Bamed Malikin. Others point down that it's just to remind the family, Erev Shabbos, get ready, the candles, the Maisev, you got produce from Eretz Yisrael, the Erev, etc. That's another reason why. Others say based on Kabbalistic reasons they said it. I guess if you're not saying even those were Kegavna, but I guess there's some hidden Kabbalistic reasons as well to tie in Bamed Malikin. And others point out that if you forgot to light candles, so if you recite the parasha of Bamed Malikin, we have a general cloud that saying something takes the place, reciting Kabbalah takes the place of bringing Kabbalah, so it might not bring physical light in, but on a certain level, reciting Bamed Malikin gives you credit somehow for Hadlakas Neiros on a certain level. However, there's a more famous answer, or maybe not so famous answer, from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that we know there's a, well, we all know, we don't need Rav Soloveitchik, but there's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh, and the written law is usually linked with Midas Hadin, that's just the strict judgment, and Torah Shebapeh is connected with Midas Arachim. That's why it says Ayin Tachas Ayin in the Torah. That's the way it should be, Midas Hadin. But Torah Shabbat tells it never meant an eye for an eye. You have to pay Tashlumei Mamon. And different cases as well, we find that the Torah Shabbat Ksav is strict. That says 40 Makis. We have a tradition 39. So we know Torah Shabbat Ksav refers to Midas Hadin, and Torah Shabbat Peh refers to Midas Arachim. So the Rav Soloveitchik explained that we already in the, so part of the, again, that was instituted later, Kabbalah Shabbos, we say from Svat and other places, we read from the Book of Tehillim, so that we'll consider that Torah Shabbat Ksav, the 24 books of Tanakh. And now we want to also bring in the Shabbos with the Mishnayot, with Torah Shabbat Peh, because we don't want Shabbos to be Midas Hadin. We want Shabbos to be combined and balanced of Midas Hadin, Midas Arachim. It's like the world. That originally God wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin. It was too much, so he mixed it with Midas Arachim. And so Shabbos also, you know, six days a week we work. The seventh day we want to be like Maaseh Bereishis. And Shabbos we incorporate Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh. As well as the Rambam writes when he talks about, he has strong words about Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, and the Karaites were against it. So, and we just said the Yantav Shavuos against the Karaites, that the 50 days from Sunday, there is no Bimachar Es HaShabbos Pesach. So One of the things about the Karet Sargos of Aroish B'chol Moshe Rosekha Yom HaShabbos, you can't have any light, you sit in the dark. So we want to Dafka say Bamed Malikin to teach you, what are you talking about? We don't sit in the dark, we don't light candles on Shabbos, but we do enjoy the light from Shabbos. And that's why, as well as the Gemara, as the Mishnah says in Chagiga, as well, in the first Perek, towards the end, that there's very, just like on Hanukkah, there's very written, it's a step further, there's nothing written in the Torah, because it's Rabbanim, but even the written down part of Hanukkah is only two blad, and because you want to keep it Tosho about Peh. So to on Shabbos, very little of it was written in the Hilchot Shabbos, and therefore almost most of the Hilchot Shabbos comes from the Gemara and the Mishnayos. All we know is go to Aroish B'chol Moshe Osechem, or not to Tzukor Malacha, but most of this stuff is oral law, and that's why we want to recite the Mishnayos, the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. In order to keep Shabbos properly, one has to know the Torah Shabbat Peh. So we have either the reasons given to keep people from getting in danger, or to remind us to get ready for the clean out our pockets, for carrying Erev, lighting Shabbos candles, maybe Al Pi Kabbalah, saying every gives a certain level of credit for lighting candles, and then Rav Soloveitchik, that we want to incorporate Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav, Midas Adin with Midas Arachamim. We want to exclude the Karaites, Yudavka Sego Savaru Asia, you don't sit in the dark, and as well about the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, that that's where most of the Hilchot Shabbos come from. And therefore, we begin, that's the Minig Ashkenaz, and perhaps as well Minig Sfard, to when we kick off the Shabbos, we want to kick it off with the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, similar like we have a Kol Nidre, Rav Soloveitchik explains, a kickoff to Yom Kippur, different reasons given, but since Hataras Adorim, there's different Hafaras Adorim, there's no Hataras Adorim, it's the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. We want to kick off Yom Kippur with the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. So too, we want to kick off Shabbos with the combination of Torah Shabbat Peh, Midas Harachamin, as well as the Soda of Not Sitting in the Dark, as well in the whole Torah, and especially Hilchot Shabbos, it's based on Torah Shabbat Peh.